everybody. Welcome to the Best Laid Plans podcast. Tommy.
What the hell is going on? Why is this old lady making her hand vagina?
M.
He upgraded from goat fucking to horse fucking.
Shane.
But I've really got nothing. I'm just here to be the angry guy.
Ken.
Beep, beep, beep. Get the fuck out of my way.
Here we go.
So, Ken, I guess you're going to start.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, why not? That seems like a good place to go through. So, hey, so let's start off with our usual shenanigans in our quote-unquote week of gaming, so like week X5, I think, at this point. And let's point it off towards Tommy. What have you been up to, good sir?
I haven't been up to much. School started about 2 weeks ago, so my time is basically null and void. I'm still keeping up on my daily quests on Hearthstone, but I think I'm like rank 12, maybe 13. So I'm not doing as good as I did in August, but yeah, doing okay. And then still jumping on Rocket League every like once a week or so.
Sounds good. And do you play any Paper Magic right now?
No, I haven't had time. I have class at Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., so I can't really go out on Wednesday, which used to be my usual night.
I see.
And then making for F&M is, like, nearly impossible for me.
That is rough.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get it to get my binder full of semen visions like you did.
Yeah, I did. Now it's down to, like, Orator of Oja whatevers.
I did like the December one that they just announced today.
Ooh, Anticipate?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, Googling.
Yeah,
that.
It looks good.
Oh.
If someone is just like grabbing a blade over their head, just like, I saw that coming. But the spell doesn't actually do that, so I don't know.
Oh, wow. They did release it today.
Yes, they did. So that looks pretty good.
So shiny. Ultimate Price looks good too, but I just like the card in general.
It does. I think someone was complaining how they kind of cropped the original art a little hard for these promo things. But anyway, so, Em, how about you? What have you been gaming doing?
So I'm not sure if we recorded a cast before or after I got Rocket League. So that was something fun that we got to do for a minute. And now that I'm starting to get to like an actual schedule since work has not decided to give me my promotion, which is why I was like waiting to do other stuff. Really excited for hopping back. Yeah, they've kind of like been teasing it in front of my face, like, oh, we're considering you for this. I'm just like, okay. And they just keep flip-flopping my schedule a little bit. So it's just one of those like, I'm done waiting. I'm just going to go do my own thing. And if it happens, it happens, and whatever. So, yeah, super excited. Did Rocket League. So that is incredibly addicting. So for those of you who have not played it, totally should try it and come join Team No Pants. Because we're kind of awesome.
Team No Pants, this is very true.
Team No Pants.
The head leader of No Pants is Spidey, by the way.
Yeah. Woohoo, 1600 dust, shout out. Anywho, aside from that, the only real significant thing I've been really excited to do is deciding on actually like printing off proxies and starting to actually deck test myself now. My group of friends that I've done that with before, I'm kind of going to be avoiding for a minute. So,
for a hot minute there.
Yeah, a little bit. But it's okay. And I'm going to start trying to like just proxy stuff up, especially with Battle for Zendikar coming out. I kind of want to have a better idea of what I want to play in Constructed. So if I want to get back into Constructed, start going again, and just get back into that rhythm, you know?
Yeah, I want to do it on Modo myself. Sorry.
Give us the hot scoop. What do you think you're going to play?
Thinking about that, but...
Yeah, do you have any idea of what you want to play moving forward?
Moving forward, the first deck I just want to get out of my system is an Abzan Counters deck. I have like three quarters of it written up. Just want to play it, get it out of my way, and be like, all right, I played this. It was fun. Done. But for actual Battle for Zendikar, I'm thinking of going red-green monsters, specifically Hydras, because... I love Hydras, for anyone who has not ever spoken to me. And then colorless deck are the two ones I really am excited to try to do. So Timmy and me is really just going to like be so excited.
Nice. Sounds good.
Yeah, my girlfriend, okay. Lady Blooper, is going to be doing a lot of magic stuff with me moving forward, so I'm super excited. Super excited.
Yeah, that's awesome. So that leaves us with Shane. Shane, what have you been doing with gaming recently?
I got a little drunk one night and decided to download Planeswalker Duels because it seemed like a good idea at the time.
It was free.
Origins one? Or the
yeah,
latest one?
Yeah. Because as Ken said, it was free. So. Playing Hearthstone, and that's really... I haven't really had a lot of time for playing games lately. I've been dealing with a lot of crap and trying to get stuff situated for upcoming moves and whatnot soon, so it's been a little busy for me.
Interesting.
So slowly but surely getting in place, right?
You've got some like deep plan going, right?
I'm moving to Pittsburgh in like 5 months, so...
Ow! Sounds good.
That's out of the bag. I'm,
uh-oh. There we go.
So we could have some shenanigans.
No, there Tommy, go, I'm still not allowed to hang out with you. Allie has told me I'm not allowed to.
Really? Why?
I don't
know.
Well,
clearly we have to get her out of the picture then.
So all I'm hearing is
she's
I have
going
more
down.
Reasons to go visit upstate areas.
Yes, you have plenty more reasons to visit upstate areas.
Somewhere I can actually make it. Okay, and so how about me? Hey, Kim, what have you been up to? Okay, so...
Hi,
Ken.
Hi.
Hi, hi. Yeah. So, I've been drafting a lot in real life. I've been doing, well, more than I have been done. Like,
well, apparently
every
you have a whole
week.
Bunch of Steering Visions now, so good job,
well,
man.
Yeah, that was from before. That was from, like, last month, though. That was... I've been had Steering Visions for a while. Now I'm just, like, still drafting the set because it was fun. And getting, like, one or two in a week, which is nice. And I've opened, like, three Nissas, and Draft Origins was, like, pretty decent. It's fun, it's fast, it's not super, super complex, but it was still good magic to play. Like, you didn't feel like a dumb idiot playing, it just wasn't crazy deep.
All right.
And, because basically the format's like, take the two drops and win the game. That's all it really is, right? That's,
yeah, I've been doing that
so
on my
deep.
Phone.
Yeah, exactly, so deep. But other than that, for games, I've been waffling around on what I've been wanting to actually stream, because I don't have money to stream MTGO, per se. And so that's why I end up not streaming, because I haven't been streaming as much as I've
like
been wanting to.
You can just play Momir like me, because
well,
I have nothing else going on.
I want to. Well, that you should invite me on your stream to play Momir.
We definitely should.
I played some games against random people the other day, actually. I was playing some Momir just for fun. I've actually been testing, like you, I'm on the MTGO beta. And is anyone else here on the beta as well? It's not hard to get on.
The beta
I do not try to be on the beta. Oh, speaking of beta, Ken, can I ever have my deck back?
Yeah, sure, okay. I borrowed... That's something we all did. We were part of the MTGO... beta league. Now the live
beta.
League.
It was the product testing. Yeah, it was the product testing before they went live.
It was on the actual client, right? But it was
right. But
closed
I still have like
event.
Seven tickets left.
I know. I do too.
They never took the tickets away. They said they were going to, but you can't use them for anything.
We can't. Which I thought we could. That's why I wasn't too worried, because that same week that I was super excited to have like all this stuff to do on Moto, and people let me borrow the decks and whatever, and I'm just like, oh, well, crap. My IBS flared up, and work decided to be a total butt. And I was like, I'm not going to push myself too hard, because I have these tickets that are going to be here to, like, I think they get taken back on the 23rd, so during downtime tomorrow. Pretty sure. I have to look at the email again.
I thought that it was going to be one tournament. I didn't realize I had access to 10 free tournaments.
I didn't either. And I
like,
know.
So I waffled and just, like, put off the actual one I was doing. I borrowed a Grixis deck, whatever. So I borrowed a set of cards from Phil, who was on our show a while ago, and he let me borrow this awesome Grixis control deck, which was kick ass. But then I didn't play it, and he like wanted it back like 2 days later, and I was like, well, yeah, I'm gonna give it back to you. Unlike Shane and giving him his deck back like 2 or 3 weeks later. And then Shane was gracious and let me a mono red sort of goblins deck, and I changed it slightly.
I saw it. I remember I was waiting after work and I saw that you guys were streaming. It was a lot of fun. It definitely looked like a fun deck to play.
It was fun, and then I changed it to be...
I don't know if that was the key word.
Yeah, I was not actually having fun. because it's not my kind of deck to play. I don't mind playing against it, but I just don't like playing it myself as much.
Yeah, but, you took a great deck, and I don't know what the hell you did to it.
I
all I know is Shane was yelling a lot
at one tournament, and then I could not win tournaments with it. That's basically what happened. And so there was that. But right now I've been trying to brew what I want to do for moving forward in Standard. And my thing is I kind of it's a Ojutai Dragon Master or like Jeskai Dragon Master. Because Dragon Master Outcast being like the one drop that gets you the dragons and combined with Ojutai's command, which returns a creature converted mana cost 2 or less to the battlefield at instant speed, plus either counter creature spell, gain 4 life, and draw a card. And so you can do that end of turn, and so you can just pitch Dragon Master Outcast to your fucking graveyard in the early game, and then just like bring it back out at when you want to. And you play some Jaces, and I'm still trying to figure out the build for the deck, but basically I want to play 4 Jace, 4 Dragon Master Outcast, 4 Ojutai's Command, and 4 Brutal Expulsion, because Brutal Expulsion is a pretty insane card just from playing with it on the beta. It's like, oh my god. It counters Exquisite Firecraft. It's pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't counter it. It just puts it back in its hand. It's not like Remand, where it says, if you counter it, do this. It just says, just put the spell or the creature back in the person's hand. And so when someone's usually paying 3 for Exquisite Firecraft, they don't usually have another 3 to just cast it right afterwards again. So either way, those are 2 4 mana spells that play into the deck. And I realize that mana bases for decks that want to play the game pass turn 4 or 5 are insane right now.
Yeah, they are, especially with Battle for Zendikar coming up. The fixing
is
ridiculous.
100% so easy to have 5 color deck. Like,
yeah, it is, especially with that Awaken and everything.
2 or 3 main color, not even with that. Just from the fact that, like, okay, say my Jeskai deck, to get access to the red mana makes it a 5-color deck, because I play all the, like, you know, the blue-white fetch land, but then I play, like, 2 blue-black and 2 white-green, and then have 1 Cindergale, the red-green, and 1 black-red of the new ones, because it fetches up to the land types, yada, yada, yada. It's only there to get me the green, the red. But then it lets me cast my Radiant spell, that Converge, three mana damage spell. It lets me like tune it a little easier to come out of the sideboard. Possibly playing Bring to Light for like 4 or 5 mana, depending on the other spells that I have. Because if I can play 4 mana into Bring to Light, then I can get a Brutal Expulsion or an Ojutai's Command, getting me some life or the thing back again. And so I don't know what the other spells are to go with it. Playing online, I got kind of run over by some aggressive decks. And actually, that red retreat, that fucking thing did some goddamn work. Because if you have a fetch land and you play it, and it's like, okay, that creature can't block, fetch the land, and now this creature gets +2/+0. Or your creatures never block as soon as that thing is out there. It was kind of rough. I wasn't playing a lot of removal, unfortunately. I think I need to be doing that more. And I was a little worried. I was playing mostly a blue-white deck, was just splashing the red. I think I need a little harder on the red for some wild slashes or just something to deal with the board. Playing like 3 or 4 Erishing Clerics out of the board and then like being able to get them back with Ojutai's Command as well is also fun. Like, get Erishing Cleric back, also gain 4 life, so gain 7 life and a 1-3 body. But then the Atarkus commanded me, and I couldn't gain life, and that was bad. So there was a lot of play to the new format, and it was fun.
All right.
So that's what I've been doing.
So it sounds like we've basically moved into Battle for Zendikar, the pre-release is this weekend, if I'm correct.
A couple of days from now.
So what do we think about Battle for Zendikar? What do you guys think about the new duel? I don't even know what to call them. I'm not calling them Tango.
I refuse to call them Tango Land.
Tango for life. I, for one, accept our new Tango overlords.
No, you just stop that right there. I like how
what the fuck is wrong with
don't like it. It doesn't.
Why?
No, they don't work right. Hold on.
Can you
give
me a good reason?
Hold on.
Why?
I am looking them up specifically because I was not expecting to go into this stupid debate.
If you have to look up a reason, then I don't
know. I need to look at the card itself. I can't think of it specifically what it says. Hold on. I haven't looked at this. I haven't even looked at the Mythic spoilers on Friday.
What's wrong with Tangoland?
It just, it doesn't, the way it works, it doesn't make sense.
Hold on. Takes two to tango. The land is the tango.
But it's not two.
You need two basic.
Yeah, it's a.
For
yeah,
it to play untapped.
Yeah. Then it becomes
three.
A tango.
That's not two.
You have two, you need at
it
least
two to
basic humans. And then this third card is the tango that comes and unites them and creates a greater thing.
And I like other people.
It's called
like,
flat.
It also includes the new land, so there's three. There's not two. You have three things tangoing. It's awkward to get to three.
Right, the land is the tango.
Using three to tango, it doesn't work because that's copywritten because that's a movie with Matthew Perry.
This is also true. But see, the thing is, hold on 1 second. Now, if everyone is willing to accept that this land card is willing, you're like, okay, I can see that as a person, and the second one is a person, but this third one, that's also a person? That's not tangoing. Why can the tango itself, the dance, not be the third card? Why is that such a stretch that people are just like, no, that's stupid. I will accept that cards are people, but a card as a dance? Nah, fuck that. Get the fuck right out of here. Tango is fine, and another reason why tango is fine is because it does not sound like any other word ever. That's why it's used in military call signs for, like, tea. Tango is a fucking thing. We should just accept our new tango overlords and be done with it. Okay, I'm done. I'm done with that forever. I'm done with that forever. I said it. I'm done.
Wow, I didn't know I was going to bring up such hatred in
Fateland.
Man, I can't get that shit into 140 characters, so I don't even try.
All right, so I never looked at the full spoiler yet.
I haven't either.
You guys are brutal.
I know. We're such noobs.
I'm sorry, Ken. I'm sorry after work.
After playing online, I think the blue-black sort of Baleful Strix card, that thing's real, possibly in constructive. It's blue-black, devoid, death touch, ingest.
And
then,
what do we
pay? Yeah, and then you pay five to, like, you know, process loot. Process being return from exile to graveyard. You process one and you get to loot.
So I think your
opponent might mill one. I'm not sure.
So the way the process is going to work, right? Because the new mechanic with, since they didn't bring back Annihilator, because Eldrazi, oh my fucking god.
Only Bane of Balaghet has Annihilator.
Really?
Yes, because spoilers. It doesn't have Annihilator, but it does because it has a trigger that says when it attacks a target opponent, like sacrifices two permanents, which is Annihilator too.
Yeah.
But it's not Annihilator, so it's not a keyword, so you can't take that away when you remove abilities from a creature, like unblockable and not indestructibility. You can remove indestructibility and Annihilator, but you can't remove Unblockable and Bane of Balaghet's trigger.
All right, then.
I think, I'm pretty sure. It's just something that is true about the creature and not an ability. Judge stuff!
Definitely gonna look forward to seeing how those calls go, because that's gonna be...
Oh, it makes no difference in reality, but it's just...
It's
there's
still
no
good to know.
it makes a difference if someone casts Turn to Frog on your Bane of Balaghet, which is not happening in... Sealed and not happening in constructed, so you're good. You're good.
So I guess my question was going to be like how process is going to work, where like
all
the Eldrazi are just exiling everything up the wazoo. No, you guys get nothing. We're taking your world and just throwing it God knows where. God, I can't wait till Uncharted Realms comes out this week. Anywho,
so
the exile stuff. The exile stuff, is it just anywhere? Like you could bring back anything, or is it like cards specifically exiled a certain way?
No,
that's how I'm really curious how that's all going to work.
Ooh, you know what? That is so fucking right
because there's so many different exile effects, even outside of the Eldrazi cards. Like one of the cards I was thinking of, which granted is going to get rotated out, like Chainsaw Rocks, but that's going to be rotated out. And another card I thought about was Ashiok. Silkrat
does. Yeah, but there's only one exile zone, right?
Exactly. You sort of track where that card got put from, like, you know, say a Silkrat, which is basically an Oblivion Ring at 2 mana.
Yeah. I remember now.
That thing. Or the new one that's coming out, the XX Oblivion Ring spell, like containment, I don't know, world. I don't know what it's fucking called. It's white XX. Oblivion Ring X things when it comes into play. It is an enchantment, but it puts them into exile. So I guess you could process things out from under a fucking thing, but then it puts it into your graveyard. So if you get rid of the enchantment, it doesn't go to the battlefield anymore. Or, oh, dear God.
I don't know. It's going to be fun to, it's going to be fun to think about, and I'm pretty sure someone's going to figure out a way to break it. I might consider it because it just seems like a fun challenge, and it's an interesting concept. I just want to see what the judge calls are going to be on that. But...
It's
a new set.
That's basically the long and the short of it. You can process something that has been exiled. It doesn't matter why. That's a good thing to think about. I like that. Good call.
Ken, did the FAQ come out yet, or is that coming out like Friday?
I do not know. I have not been paying attention. I learned thing I wanted to know, which is the fact that we will be doing the Scry. The new Scry mulligans are in effect.
Starting, yep.
At pre-release, it's
going to I'm kind of excited. I need to practice that beforhand so I can get in the habit of doing it. So I think a couple of my buddies and I on
I
Thursday
did it on the beta.
When I get
it
together.
Sweet.
Envious. I should have.
It was really on the beta.
How
did
you get
work?
Into the beta?
Oh, you just...
You have to apply.
You just apply. Literally,
how did you apply? Like, was
you
it?
Send them an email. Just like everything.
But where did they put it out? Did they put it out on Twitter?
No,
or was
they
it
announcements
the...
every couple of months saying, dear God, we still want more beta testers. They always want beta testers.
Yeah, I can send you a link later or tomorrow.
Yeah,
maybe.
Please, because I would definitely... It's something...
Because I'm on the beta, I
just send them an email. And just stay on the beta, even if it isn't very much. You just log in, basically, every cycle, which is every, like, 2 or 3 months. It's usually most active in a couple of days before the pre-release.
Yep.
And then up to when that particular beta ends. Like, it's going until, like, October 8th or 9th right now. Probably around to when it goes live on Modo. So for the 3 weeks up to that, you can just test standard.
That's actually really exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And
why
then this time they're doing a thing where on Wednesday I'm working, lots of people are working, but this Wednesday at 5 Eastern, everyone who's a beta tester can log on to MTGO beta and play actual Battle for Zendikar draft. And if you go into the beta forums and give them at least 24 hours notice and have 8 people on the beta who want to do it, they'll set up an event for you to do a free sort of on-demand draft of Battle for Zendikar, and that goes on to September 8 or 9. As long as you can get the people together and give them one business day notice, they apparently will do this. I haven't tried to do it. I want to get some SVU people together to fucking draft it. Battle for Zendikar before it even comes out in the street on, like, MTGO. Why not? That sounds fun.
That does sound like a lot of fun. Oh my gosh, I'm just so excited for this set. Like, seriously.
I am pretty hyped. I don't know how deep I'm going to go on standard and paper, but I really want to move on MTGO. I want to make some plays and get some cards on MTGO.
If I can get Lady Blooper to start streaming MTGO with me, I might feel a lot better about it, just because as much as I love Magic, I hate Modo. So it's just one of those, like, oh, I need something.
Amen. You're preaching to the choir there.
I need something
it's not so
for
bad.
Constructed. Okay. Once I have a constructed deck, I'll feel so much better about it.
Mm-hmm.
Once I have a constructed deck, I'll just feel so much better about it. Oh.
Okay.
No, you won't.
Just let us get burned, Tommy.
I can just
we
play
need
test.
Our own scars.
You know,
you've been
really
already
bad.
Burnt hard, I know. Third degree, I
know.
Imagine.
And I feel, like, since I'm not playing, like, I was looking at a deck the other day and, like, I want to, but...
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I know that, but...
So anyways. So, yeah, so Battle for Zendikar. I hope we're doing it. I do plan on going to Face-to-Face Toronto. I do plan on playing Two-Headed Giant with at-reserve list Bruce. Bruce Wild retweeter, Bruce, the guy who is the Twitter hole aficionado. Me and him want to do some showdowns and play all the black-red decks, because black-red has the most each opponent effects. It's true, I looked into it.
I'm just excited. I'm going to be going back to Jack's Game Center, so like about a half hour from where I am, but I'm really excited because I haven't been going to F&M since I started working. I've really missed it because I was going to F&M almost every week for about almost 6 months straight, so I'm just really excited. It's not only
like
take part in a pre-release again. Yeah, like F&M Standard.
Cool.
Super excited to go see everybody. This whole not having a car and not being able to drive up there. I'm just like, man, my Magic life sucks. Not really. I have you guys because you're awesome. But still, paper Magic. All the way, yo. All the way.
Right on. Well, it sounds like we've got a lot of good plans moving forward. And
would you say we have a best laid plan?
I don't want to say that because that's how you apparently curse something is to call it a best laid plan.
But guys, it sounds like we're pretty
close. You know who had an interesting plan? Big Head Joe had an interesting plan recently.
Hold on. No.
No, come on. That was butter. That was butter.
No, I'm not going to go there, but...
That was butter. Come on. So good.
All right, just real quickly, what do you guys think of the new Planeswalkers? Not-so-new Planeswalkers.
Obnixis is back.
Obnixis is
badass.
I thought you were going to say bad, and I was going to say you're
I thought so, too, and I was about to go bad.
I was just going to say, I think you were mistaken.
No, Obnixis is, I'm more happy for with Obnixis than I am with Kiora. Like, I know they were trying to pump, like, I don't know, she's not bad by any means. Like, you get that ultimate off and it's pretty much just fucking game right there. But Obnixis
who cares about ultimates?
Yeah, I love Obnixis, fuck Kiora.
He draws a card.
I am
Simic
at heart, right? So I was super pumped to see Kiora.
I don't even remember Kiora does. That's how much I cared. She does something, I imagine. She untaps two things, right?
The Biden is doing wonders for her.
You can get to...
Yeah, good for her.
Yeah, no, they're
I love Kiora and everything.
Whatever.
They're all the same.
But everyone talks about her fucking butt, and that pisses me off. Butt art on Kiora. It's constant butt art on Kiora. And, like, people, and it would be fine, but then people, like, are paying attention to it a little too much.
No, I don't know. She doesn't seem that bad.
Well, see, that's the point. Mana.
Her plus one is untap.
Oh, you're talking about her abilities.
Yeah, untap up to one target creature. So what the fuck are we talking about?
Art, clearly.
This is not fucking best laid with Orthos tonight.
Kiora, Master of Death. Plus one, untap, up to one target creature, and up to one target land. Woohoo!
Yeah, I knew that part.
That's
really good. You get.
No, it's good. It's good.
That's great. Oh look, I get my big ass blocker back, and I get that one little extra mana to bounce your dude.
Then reveal top four cards of your library. You may put a creature card and or land card from among them into your hand. Put the rest into your graveyard. And then,
oh shit, I didn't realize
it said... Up to one creature and or.
I know, but yeah, I didn't get that part. You can draw two cards off that? That's good. No, it is
draw four.
No, and you look at four.
Well, you said draw, so I'm going with what you said.
You draw two, max.
You don't draw them.
Well, you don't... Yeah, I know, you don't get to replace it with Dredge Triggers. It's true.
Come on, Judge, stop using your words.
it's not telling time. It's a telling time effect. Okay, fine, whatever. As in telling time the card, because it doesn't actually say draw cards.
I know.
Reveal.
Oh, God.
Then her emblem.
It's a constant quiz now.
Whenever a creature enters the battlefield under your control, you may have it fight target creature. I am always partial to fight effects. I remember last pre-release, I ended up getting that Foe Rezzer Regent or whatever. And I have a whole bunch of fight cards. I literally just wanted to do a fight deck for my pre-release. So I was like, haha, I come in and punch you guys.
Yeah, the original Fight Club decks were pretty sweet with like the bear guy.
Really?
No, it was the Uvumal Tracker because he was like the bear fight guy. He was a one drop guy that had a bear like behind him in the art, and he told other people to fight. And then it was a deck that was all about fighting because it had fucking that red green planeswalker, the Wild Child, Domi Raid, because he makes things fight too. And you just had like Death Touch guys and things with like Undying and shit like that. Anywho, we done with this?
No.
Oh my god. Fuck.
Any opinions on Gideon?
Good. I don't know.
Like him a lot.
Okay.
He makes creatures and he makes anthems. Like Sorin is usually good. It's true. So this new version of Sorin is pretty good, I imagine. It's a nice new Sorin we have.
There's no black there.
It's just
it's white.
It's called Gideon, but it's Sorin.
But they're white knight allies.
Oh my god! I'm so happy.
Oh, so they're not vampires. Whatever. They're fucking.
No, I know, but
knight allies.
You can play 8 copies of Sword in your deck in Standard right now. Maybe I should do that.
That's
the Gideons are going to cost too much because everyone has a boner for that guy.
Did you guys see the video that's floating around about Gideon dying?
I have not, but I
saw a link
to
that, and
that.
I was like, I'm not going to watch that. This is stupid.
A lot of people are torn about how it's like one of the main five, and they're not going to kill him. I'm like, yo, they just killed Elspeth. Elspeth kind of was awesome.
She's not
dead.
Wow.
I thought she died.
Technically, yeah, but she's on a plane where you die, you just go.
You could get brought back, exactly. So we'll see where how that goes. But for the time being, Elspeth is
literally down in the underworld.
So wait, you're saying there's hope for Venser?
No, he should have died not on Mirrodin but on Theros.
Shut your mouth, kid.
He should have planeswalked to Theros at the last second. What was he doing? I don't know, man.
I don't know. I don't remember the whole story, but
I think he like gave his heart. His heart. I think he like gave it to Karn. He like ventured his heart like into Karn or something like that. He did.
Oh my God.
Or no, it was his brain or some shit or a part of his brain or. He, like, sacrificed part of himself and, like, put it into Karn so that Karn could be freed from, like, the Mirrodin corruption and Mirrodin's core where he was, like, seated.
Well, Venser, I'm dedicating this cast to you tonight. We're going to pour one out for you, homie.
I'm going to pour one out.
Into my mouth!
Oh, oh, my gosh.
All right, so, Ken, do you have that smooth segue again?
Okay. So, anyways, so... Speaking of butter, what better to talk about than Butt Cracks and Butt Crack Gate? You guys remember that? Well, he's back, and with him comes controversy, apparently. We're, of course, talking about hashtag Butt Crack Gate, Reddit Magic's favorite thing ever, which is the guy who at GP Detroit took all the pictures of people's butt cracks posing hard style next to them, and therefore got himself a ban from Magic for about 2 years now, I guess.
Because
he violated some rules.
Wasn't the initial ban only for 6 months, though? Because I remember once I started seeing it, I thought I saw that somewhere.
I don't think so. It was for over a year. It was like 18 months at least.
Jeez.
Yeah, man, because like he fucked up. He shouldn't have done that. It's true. Like he
definitely shouldn't have.
Like, I laughed literally when I saw the things. I was like, that's funny. Like, but then by the end of that day, like, after thinking about it more, I was like, okay, that's not cool. We probably shouldn't have done that. And then he got his comeuppance. And he took it like a champ, too. Like, he didn't freak out. He didn't say, I'm quitting Magic. He didn't say, fuck you, Magic. You guys are assholes for doing this to me. He took it on the chin, and then he went away. He didn't fuck with people for a long time. He just did his thing. And then what he did, now why we're talking about this, is because he posted on his Twitter account, like, one sentence. It was like, yo, my ban is up, or like, yo, I'm back, or something. And then Big Head Joe, who is a guy, I think he's on some podcasts, he's been doing, like, he's part of the community for a while in some form or fashion, and I think he's generally known as a good guy, but he took it upon himself to start a petition on, like, petition.org, and I didn't actually read it, but it was basically saying we need to ban Sid, the crack guy, crack butt gate guy, from large-scale Magic tournaments, maybe just like SCG Opens and GPs and stuff, not for Magic in general, but just from large-scale events. Obviously, from my tone of voice, I didn't exactly agree with it, because it seems like the guy paid his dues, didn't do anything in particular wrong. And actually, Joe is specifically referencing this picture that the guy posted up with his, like, one-word sentence. He's posing like he did next to the butt cracks, which is the same way that guys posed in early 90s and possibly late 80s rap albums. It's called punk style. That's literally why he was doing that, to feel, like, tough and cool. And it was funny. And so he was doing that on top of a table in an LGS next to the Hedron standee that, like, you know, is advertising BFC. And he's just by himself, just being like that on top of a table, like the crouching sort of pose with like a kind of praying hands. And like, there's nothing wrong with that. That's like, you know, he's allowed to do that. And so, but then they're like saying, using that particular photo as evidence that he is unrepentant of his actions and just like he should be banned. And so that was obviously not cool. And then everyone who like had a brain just kind of looked at that and was like, yeah, this is sort of weird. But then Sid's friends and not Sid himself decided to come out and on Twitter just light Joe up with a bunch of ridiculous bullshit. like literally like calling him a fag, trying to say he's a pedophile, and like saying they're going to beat him up in like not as many words, but definitely obviously saying that. Sid put out a tweet saying he doesn't support what they were saying, but he was also retweeting nasty things that they were saying. And then Joe goes ahead and starts fucking tagging Helen Bergeron and like Aaron, original Orstris,
wow, really?
And all these other people like in his like fight, trying to like being like, and not just tagging Helen once, but tagging Helen like several times on posts, and just like it really seemed like he just like took it on this like personal crusade all of a sudden. And it was just, this all happened in one day. And it was just really stupid to watch.
Yeah, I'm looking at his Twitter profile right now. And it says he's like, well, Helene Bridgeau, if he's not responsible for other people's posts, he didn't need to retweet this one calling me a fag.
Yeah.
Wow.
But you know, in a retweet shouldn't get him like banned from Magic, right?
No. I don't think so.
Like, people still go on to that because it's, like, what, the top post of Reddit, right? Still a top post, not even just for Magic. I believe it was a top post for Reddit for a while.
Twas.
And, like, I understand crude humor because that's exactly what it was. It's crude humor. But it was crude humor at the expense of other people's privacy, which totally understand the reasons for the bans, right? Totally understand.
You know, if he had gotten all those guys to like sign off on his photos or something, it would
have
just,
then maybe
it would have just been funny. If those guys in the photos had been in on the joke, it would have been a 100% funny success story. But the people were not in on the joke and were not let in on the joke or given that option.
But now, like, I can understand his homage to, oh, hey, look, guys. I did something funny, and I've paid my time for it. Like, I understand, like, his reference, because this is apparently this guy's humor.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't done anything since his ban. Like you said, he just kind of just went off into the
and
distance.
Someone said something about how we need to, or at least Joe needs to, like, embrace the heel, to use a wrestling term. Someone who's like a bit of a bad guy. He's the guy you go, ooh, that guy. But as long as he's not doing anything bad, he can be like, ooh, that bad guy that says slightly controversial things and ooh, but it's not actually bad. He's not a criminal. Like, he's not, like, you know, right? He's not a criminal. He's just a guy who's like, sometimes a dick because it's funny. Like, his friends are jerks. They post about how it's funny to text and drive. Like, it's like a running joke with them.
We're still in a time in Magic where we need to be not politically correct, but after everything that's been going on within the community over the past few months, I can understand why people are being a little oversensitive to the fact, like, oh, yeah, this dick is back and now he can do whatever he wants within the community or whatever, or like start playing again and being involved again. And I can understand how some people are just like, eh, maybe they're oversensitive to everything, but
it's just the fact that I think what really was the whole issue is that out of seemingly nowhere, Joe created this, like, he created an issue out of it. It was not an issue.
Oh, definitely.
It would have probably flown under the radar and not very few people would have looked at this guy. But then Joe went, hey, everyone, look, he's back. Free advertising for this guy, free advertising for this guy. It's like, what are you doing, man? You're fucking up right now. You make this guy not relevant by not talking about him. That's why you make someone not relevant.
You know what it reminds me a little bit of? You guys have heard about the PewDiePie nonsense with the Kimmel Show and all that crap, right? Kind of just like, so, okay. Not going to get too much into it because I still need to look into it a bit more. But apparently within, like, what, last week now? Maybe 2 weeks by the time this goes live, whatever. PewDiePie is, like, a gaming content-related YouTuber. And on the Kimmel Show the other night, they were kind of just bashing gaming communities and the content they create. Mostly on YouTube, but in general, gaming communities. They were kind of just bashing on them for creating content that is dumbing down other content. One of the issues with this is that people think that this is starting to get bashed on just for, like, clicks for the different networks or whatever. So it's just pretty much causing just a whole bunch of hoopla and talk over nothing and just for the fact of getting their names out there or something, just for the
clicks. So wait. Kibler and PewDiePie are just making stink for the clicks, or they're making stink?
PewDiePie was kind of made the butt end of a joke or whatever, and kind of used as an example for the gaming community overall, and kind of got bashed on and was being used as a, not a platform per se, but being used as an example of how the gaming community is dumbing down overall content creation or conversation in general, or essentially how gamers are idiots or gamers are stupid, or something like that.
What?
Yeah, it was. I'll link you
because of PewDiePie. People think gamers are idiots.
Well, he's
the stupid shit that's been put on TV for the past fucking 50 years.
Exactly. And it's kind of like earlier in the week. I don't know if you guys saw me like retweet something, but someone had made like a little comic strip of, oh yeah, we're gonna go sit over here and watch some sports game, or someone making fun of someone else for watching like Twitch streams or gaming streams.
Yeah,
like, just,
why are you watching that guy?
But yeah,
the
yeah,
game and not
exactly.
The game?
And then they walk over to, like, now we're in football season. Oh, we're just going to sit in front of a couch or whatever, watch these other people play some other game. It's like, where's the difference there? Why are you giving us shit when you do the same thing, but yours is just more socially acceptable and has been more popular than mine?
It's true. Streaming is awesome.
Yay!
Woohoo, streamers. Hype part.
Streamers!
But no, seriously, it's like one of those that I feel that they're making a big stink out of nothing just to make a big stink and get their names out there. Which really does suck, and it's really sad, because I feel that that's been happening.
I still don't know who you're talking about was making the stink.
I was trying to talk about it in reference to the whole Crackgate guy. Like, it should have just, oh, hey, he's back, cool, hopefully he doesn't be a dick anymore, because he was banned for frickin' who knows how long.
Well, according to Joe, he's still using one of the butt crack pictures as of last week. I think you said the 18th.
Yeah, no, the guy's still, like, he's been milking it the whole time. That's the other thing that, like, I have never been able to figure out. Because he used the whole thing to, A, make Magic players around the world look horrible. And then on top of that, he made money from it. Like, he was able to go on to, you know, interviews and shit. Everybody wanted to know how this guy was able to get away with, you know, basically ruining people's lives. Which, I mean, hey, you know, Fox News, whatever. But the same idea is that, like, the problem isn't gone away because the problem had never been addressed. The addressing of it was, okay, we're just going to ban this guy for a little bit. Maybe he's going to learn his lesson. No, people like that don't learn the lesson of, hey, I shouldn't be a douchebag. Those people are just like, meh, give it a little bit more time and I'll get famous again, watch. And that's what's happened. Like, you know,
well, then he's just going to get, like, banned for much longer next time. Like, if he does something else. So, like, what's the problem? If he fucks up, it's going to be worse for him.
Because
that's
it's
the way
no
it works.
Longer, okay, so you're looking at it.
Are we preemptively taking him down?
Okay, slapping his hand is not changing the situation. That's the point. Slapping his hand is not changing the situation. What slapping his hand did was made the situation worse, because now you have other people that are dragged into it because they have felt from that point that this occurred to this point, right, that other things have, as Em said, other things in the gaming community has occurred. More people are being upset about more shit. More people have find more offensive things that have gone on in that time period. And now it's like, okay, well, if this guy is now actually a minor issue compared to what he was then, but I can stick up against him now. Now I can be upset about this and focus on this, because this is not nearly as big as all the other shit that I have to deal with in the gaming community of everything else that's going on. Sexuality, you know, Zach Jesse, blah, 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 blah. The fucking Gamergate stuff. All this other stuff that's, like, becoming a bigger head in the gaming community. So, yeah, this is where people can go, all right, cool, I can now have a voice. I can now say something.
Exactly. I was just thinking about that. If anything, the past few months show that the community does have a voice and it does get heard. And it just needs to keep doing that. Whenever they feel that something, like, if this blows up even more, okay, then the issue becomes, should he have been banned longer? What do we do? And then how he responds, too, and what he does with it. I mean, everyone has a voice in this now, and it's a very proactive voice. Sorry. You can keep talking now.
No, and people say, you know, and his friends going to, quote-unquote, his aid and be like, well, you know, fuck you, and you're a this and you're a that and stuff. And then it's like, okay, well, we've been banning people recently for, you know, terms of service. You can get banned on Magic Online for literally calling somebody a little effing, you know, butt boy or some shit like to that effect. And you will get banned because that violates the gaming terms and services that you agree to while playing, which are the same fucking ones that Wizards and DCI uses for other stuff. So here's another one for you guys. I'm gonna ask you this, Ken. Like, this is to you. Sure. If you can get banned for saying such simple things as even saying, you know, go fuck yourself on Magic Online, right? And you get kicked off, your cards get seized or whatever. But when you go and play real life and your pictures are now on fucking Reddit, they're on YouTube, they're on Imgur, they're on whatever the goddamn kids are using these days. Your fucking picture is plastered everywhere. Okay? And the only thing that really comes about that is, for the time being, there is, yes, a ban, but then they lift that ban. That guy's allowed to come back again. But do you think, are you sure he learned his lesson? Because to me, it didn't seem like he learned his fucking lesson. He came right back out and was like, cool, yeah, all right, I'm not in trouble anymore. And then somebody said something, and then other people attacked that person, not only, like, socially, but mentally. Okay, now I'm going to get online and talk shit about you as a person and berate you and threaten you. Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to threaten people over, hey, your friend's a douchebag? You know what, guys? Tell you what, I know this is, I'm going to be gone for a little while, but here it is. If you're a fucking douchebag, you're a douchebag. If your friends are douchebags, you're fucking douchebags. You want to threaten other people? Then get the fuck out of Magic. Go do something else that you can go fucking threaten people. Like, fucking Christ.
Yeah, so those guys, he didn't do the threatening, but the guys who did all that stupid shit, sure, hand them bans. I'd support that.
Okay, but Ken, what if he told the guys to do the threatening?
How are you going to prove that, right? You can't make those kinds of things unless there's some sort of, like, proof. So you never will prove it.
Get his phone. Don't let him destroy it like Brady didn't.
Oh, my God. We're gonna get Crackgate guy's phone to see if he was like, ha-ha, guys, yeah, make fun of Joe. And, like, see if you can get banned from Magic. Okay, now I see what you're saying about it being a slap on the wrist for being 18 months or something. Well, that's the only option Wizards has. Like, what else are they going to do? It's either slap on the wrist or ultimate death. Like, there's no in between, apparently. Well, yeah, and, like, you can't just.
Death.
It's first defense, man.
Wizards is getting more hardball about their banning and everything, and just overall.
Yeah, and they hardballed them fucking like 2 years ago. So let them hardball them again in 6 months. They'll do it to Alex Bertoncini, and they'll do it to this guy if he fucks up again. So, like, why worried about a world where the policing is working? So?
You don't think that's like half the crap, or half the reason for why he does half his crap?
Yeah, so don't pay attention to him.
Yeah,
if
you
like, that's
so.
The point.
Go,
don't
guys.
Pay
just
attention
ignore
to
him.
Him. Exactly.
Use to ignore him.
Just
or
don't look.
Get banned.
The more you look and talk about this guy, the more credit and publicity you're giving him.
Exactly.
So if you don't like the guy, don't think about him. Don't make him relevant. Like that's my advice. Don't make the guy relevant. I don't plan on making the guy relevant. I don't have any affection for this guy. I don't mind that he exists in the DCI sanctioned atmosphere. If he fucks up, I want him to go, because I want people's safety, not safety, but safety of mind, per se, to just, like, you know, they don't have to feel anxious upon going to a tournament. So, and that's that. Gotta give this guy a chance, too, is the thing, though, right?
Exactly.
Like,
you can't
completely condemn a human for taking some pictures. You can condemn a human for horribly violating another human, whether they die from it or not. That is something you can condemn them for and be like, I don't want that guy to play Magic. But if you don't want to say, that guy took some pictures one point in history of some people's butt cracks at a Magic thing, therefore he can't play Magic ever again for the rest of his life, I think you're going a little far.
All right, so long and short, should he be banned again? Should his friends be banned?
Yeah,
I think Wizards should take
this hard stand. This is the, you guys want to talk
they
hard
should,
stand?
They should ban his
Here it
friends,
is.
Actually.
His
they
friends,
some
definitely,
shit
yeah.
If you are caught on any social network, Twitter, fucking, I mean, Reddit obviously is a lot harder to fucking record people, but if you got people on fucking Twitter, and most people are dumb enough to have their, you know, names and shit attached to it, then yeah, hey, if I, you know, like, I like to hit people, and you don't even hear me fucking popping off with like, well, you know, how about I kick your ass and da da da. I'm like, yeah,
catch these hands,
kick your ass. But like, that's what should happen. They should take situations like this and go, okay, look, now we're talking people's, hey, wait, what was it, the thing that they were saying with Zach Jesse? Oh, people's physical safety was a concern.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if calling somebody out for being an emotional fucking parasite causes another person to threaten your life, that's an automatic fucking ban. Done. Over. God. Fuck.
I think Shane exploded.
Yeah, I know.
Did
just
too.
Like,
damn.
He like absorbed all the salty rage and just like, I think there's confetti covering his apartment right now.
Maybe. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Ali. It's going to be a bitch to clean up.
All right. So
anyway,
Ali,
so how about we? Do you guys like this guy? Do you want to talk about him anymore?
I just think it's overhyped. I feel that I didn't know about his friends. I just knew about.
So let's make it not a big deal. Okay, so we're back. We just had a short little interlude, and so we're going on to our last topic. Something that I wanted to bring up, something I've been thinking about recently, it applies for people online and in real life. How to, or talking about, debate without hate. And I'll first say what I mean by that. Now, to have a debate, to have a discussion, which seems to be the point of why most people use Twitter or social media in the first place, they want to discuss things, they want to debate things, they want to get real aggressive about fucking something. And I feel like a lot of people don't know how to do it without coming off angry or getting angry at people's differences, opinions, or being insulting, or just like thinking less of people because they hold certain views.
Or threatening to beat them up, or calling them fag, or...
I'm sure those are things you can do, although what we talked about earlier is slightly different, but does play into this a lot. But, or even just talking about, say, like, you know, spoilers. During spoiler season, like, I was getting into arguments with people because... Or, unfortunately, getting into arguments with them in real life just because they... We're just being really insulting to me when we're talking about something and just like saying like, oh, obviously like you weren't paying attention to me. And just like the classic thing where I went like, no, man, can you like, I missed what you said. I'm sorry. I missed it. If like, it's a very important point right now. Can you tell me again, like what you said before? Oh, you missed it because you're not like paying attention because you don't care. Because you're just like, it's like, no, dude, tell me right now what you meant. And, like, just the refusal and just, like, shit like that or people just getting so angry at each other or calling, you know, just saying people are stupid even over, like, deck choices in Magic cards or what they think about a Magic card or, I don't know, even people getting angry about decks I feel like is stupid or the colors in Magic.
I was super excited
angry
about
color of Magic and I'm just, like, I'm like, what is wrong with you?
So I decided to peruse Reddit today. As like my streamer persona, and I was like going
the
through
ultimate
Magic.
Place for bait with hate. Very good.
Oh my gosh, it was well just going on of that, and I was just really excited because with Battle for Zendikar coming out and seeing what everyone's contributing, and just like the conversations that were getting brought up, and I was quite disappointed that a lot of people were posting about like, oh, this is my first pre-release, this is my first blah blah blah, and how like new they are to Magic or like new to the community and just overall like wanting to become involved and like become a part of things, and people were just bashing on them for not knowing how to play certain decks or archetypes or just whatever. And I'm just like, really? How is that helping them become a better planeswalker so that you can feel that they're contributing more so than they're trying to do already, and they don't really have the resources to like understand what's going on, and they want help, and you're just going to sit there and bash on them and tell them, no, you're doing this completely wrong, don't know why you're bothering to go, la da da da. I'm like, where's the support for the rest of the community? Like, it's just awful.
It's like the instant jump to insults, right? Like, there's no help, and there's no trying to come to an understanding with someone and like reach a new place. There's only... Like, it's my opinion or your opinion, and obviously my opinion is right. So if you don't do the things the way that I'm doing it, you're an idiot. Like, oh, you don't play sealed the way that I do because you're new? Well, you're a fucking idiot. Right?
Awful.
And so, like,
how does that help?
It's obviously, you know, no, it's really easy to bring this up and just be like, you know, that's real bad. But, like, I want this to be something that actually moves forward. I need to move forward with this because I'm not immune to the effects. Because it's real easy to just call someone an idiot and be like, no, you're wrong. You're stupid. Man, why are you so dumb? Why can't you see the things that I'm seeing? And I feel it all the time, and I've been really trying to reel it back myself. And it's tough. Do you agree with me even? Like,
I think people need to realize they need to scale back on what they say sometimes. Or, like, have the understanding that, yeah, you can say something, but the way it's perceived is very important. And then just your interactions further from whatever you're saying have to reflect how you want it to come across, if that makes sense. So you can't just be like, oh, you're such a blah, blah. Like, I can understand smack talk. Everyone can, like, appreciate smack talk.
Oh, yeah,
but
smack talk is great, actually.
Oh, yeah, it is. But you have to do it with people that, like, understand that that's what's happening, as opposed to someone who might just be, like, getting into the game, and all of a sudden you're bashing them out of nowhere, and they'll take it the
complete. You do it with a smile on your face.
Well, yeah, but some people just have resting bitch face, you know? I mean,
But in text, and, like,
yeah, it just has to come across.
Or resting bitch-faced on Twitter? Like, that's not a thing.
I don't know. I mean, there's some people that you question.
you're true.
Questionable.
But, like, yeah. I want things to be able to move forward. Or just, like, I really lose opinion on people when they're very dismissive. And that's a part of what this, like, the debate without, hey, when people are very, like, dismissive of other people's opinions when they're brought up, and this happens all the time in Magic cards because we have to make all these crazy opinions on new decks and stuff, so there's always opinions to judge and decisions to say you were wrong, and before you even start to play a game of Magic. It's just like, how is anyone going to start doing this without calling each other idiots? Like, I don't know. It's an epidemic with our world. It's something that people basically are shitty behavior because internet. And it's, like, the worst excuse in the world. And I'm getting really sick and tired of it. That's why I'm talking about it right now. And I am bringing it up because I want to be a positive changing force moving forward. Like, I want people to still be very passionate about their ideas and not just blindly accept or have to come to a compromise just because an opposing opinion was brought up. But, like, so many people do not, like, want to even go through the effort of defending their own opinion. They just say simple things like, you know, oh, cuz, or just it's better, or oh, I don't see that, or I don't agree with that. And, like, that means fucking nothing, just saying, oh, I don't agree with that, and, like, leaving it at that. That's like fucking taking a turd on a table. Like, I don't, get that away from me. Like, I don't want to see that. That stinks. Like, this is nothing to me. It was better when you didn't say anything. I would rather not have the shit on the table.
Sad truth is, there are people who are just followers, and they need a leader, and people just need to start speaking up and setting positive examples. It's really all it ultimately comes down to.
Yeah, you have to make the change of the way you gotta be the world you want to live in. You have to make the change that you want
to be. Be the change that you want to be.
Be the change you want to be. Something like that. You gotta pay it forward a little bit. But be careful or else you might get knifed. That was the real moral of that movie.
Don't pay it forward too much.
Don't pay it forward too much or they'll come a calling. because the world doesn't want that much love. It's true.
Don't write a check that your ass
that, like, your ribs can't and internal organs can't take. And so, anyways, is there anything else we want to, like, you know,
judge?
Jump on, judge. Yes. What's up?
Judge, my opponent touched me under the table.
Well, now
you should really talk to someone about that. Oh, wait, no, you're talking to me as the judge. Okay, thank you for telling me about that. The first series happened. I'm not doubting you. I just want to make sure. Because that's serious. I will go talk to them and hopefully remove them from the building.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah. Did you ask? No, I wouldn't even like, because I, no. Yeah. I can make a lot of jokes about that, but then there's some serious talk. And yeah. In joking world, you ask that person a bunch of questions of why they're asking me, telling me about this. But then in the real world, you just immediately walk up to the other person and be like, did you touch this person? What the fuck is wrong with you? Get out.
GTFO.
Get the fuck out, yeah. No, it's like, no touching, no touching, no touching. Just like an episode of that show.
I love that show.
Oh, it's my favorite. Okay, so is there any actual judge questions? Em, did you have something in mind? I don't really have too much to bring up.
I did not really, because we kind of addressed stuff. It's more
yeah, we already did
interactions with Battle for Zendikar and just
we got
stuff naturally. Ahead.
With that ingesting things that are exiled from anywhere. That's relevant, and we got there earlier. I like it. That's our judge call for the week. You can ingest things that are exiled from Oblivion Rings, if you need to. That's a real thing. You get access to it again. You can't do anything with it in exile except process it. Before, they were just out there. You couldn't touch them. Now you can touch them. You can process them. Marrow is really pissed off about it, I bet. He's like,
no, you can't touch the exile zone. It's supposed to be over there. Yeah, I'm a midget.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was so good at the Community Cup. The Community Cup was really good.
Oh,
we didn't touch about that.
Oh, my gosh, we didn't.
I like how Ken's the one who's like, we need to have, like, good, honest discussion and not be mean to each other. Well, fuck Marrow.
Hey,
that was a condemnation on how he is not a fan of interacting with cards in exile. That's not something he likes in general. But Marrow can't always have his way with Magic.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Ken will make sure.
It would be the Marrow game and not Magic. And that game would be a lesser entity. Anyways, the Community Cup. Community Cup was this weekend. How many of you guys watched it? Yes, obviously, spoilers, because everyone knows we won as the community, even though we in particular on this cast did very little. Hey, we did something. We supported. We were in the chat.
Always happy
to
see.
I didn't really drunk in New Orleans.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I was nowhere near.
You did a better thing than we did. But we tried to, we weren't in New Orleans. So we did the best that we could, and we just watched the stream. I only watched day two, actually, which was the better.
I watched more of day one. Day two, really? I was stuffing my face on, like, super awesome prices of one of my favorite restaurants. It was glorious. But that's literally what I did at work for 7 out of my 8 hours, was have the Community Cup on in the background, because it was so slow.
Yeah, I just watched it pretty much all day, and it was great. It was actually, there was lots of technical glitches, of course, but it was a more relaxed thing anyways. And my favorite part, I think, of the whole time was just the fact that Brian David Marshall and Marshall Sutcliffe were just, like, they didn't know what to say half the time because they didn't know what the cards were, and they'd only been looking at them for, like, 2 days. Or something, and so they're just like, literally in the commentary, they're like, I don't even know what that card is. And they're like, what does it do? What? Are you serious? And it's just like stuff like that. There's like, I have no idea what's going on. And then when just watching them commentate, like, the Iron Root Chef things, I made like a comment, like, in chat even. It's like, I don't think Marshall Sutcliffe has like ever watched a game of Kitchen Table Magic before. Because he was just like, he was
so casual, the filthy casual.
By the fact that an actual game of interactive fun magic came out of these ridiculous decks.
All right, can we talk about the Iron Root Chef for a minute?
Yeah, because that's the best part.
I've been going through the VOD, and I hope they export it. Yeah, it is. It's just, I keep having to, like, step away from it, so I keep forgetting where I am, so I just have to keep jumping around to find it.
Anyone listening, I highly recommend watching it if possible. It is good from start to finish, and is vindication for the community the whole way
through. The beginning is great so far. Definitely vouch for that.
Anyone who doesn't know, Iron Root Chef was a three course, I guess.
Yeah, they made
appetizer, main.
It has nothing to do with actual cooking.
Has nothing to do with cooking. Community wants to each make three different decks. They made a standard, an EDH, and a modern deck. And the whole point of the Iron Root Chef Challenge is that it's all about
flavor.
The flavor in Magic. So the deck is not supposed to be super powerful. It is supposed to be some kind of flavor to the deck. It tells a story, or it is about something, and it's not really nailed down what flavor an Iron Chef Challenge deck essentially means. So you have to figure that out on yourself, and that's kind of the fun of it. And so they.
So what was the standard part? I know the standard part
basically is the only time that's they both got the same stipulation. It was. Amulet of Avarice, which is, you can remember, the Penny Arcade thing from the community cards or whatever from that Origins thing. And so both their decks had to be Avarice Amulet. So they basically both went Sultai, except the community went like a little greedy and added like red because they were both just basically...
the Dragonfire, which they were getting lambasted for.
I'm fucking pissed off with her getting pissed off about Bathe and Dragonfire. Because I'm sorry, because there's no other goddamn breath weapon for a dragon to actually use.
We're talking about the judge?
Form. Yes, her judging on Nae-Nae-ing Bathe and Dragonfire, because she said tournament... like level or something about... No, she said match play. A match play level card. I'm like... Fuck you, Bathe and Dragonfire is a match play constructed level card. That card is fucking. That card is a joke in constructed. Like, they should have got points for putting Bathe and Dragonfire in there. That card's a fucking joke. They didn't put Roast, they put Bathe and Dragonfire. And you know why? Because the flavor text on Bathe and Dragonfire says something about cooking. It says something about, like, Atarka's brood, like, cooking their food or something with the fire. In the Iron Root Chef Challenge. I'm fucking sorry. It was too deep for you. But I don't know if they did this on purpose just to rile up the community during the first round. Because the whole, in the chat, we're all like, Riot, Ranked, Riot. I personally was angry. I was like getting out of my seat. Like, fuck you.
And then the second part, the main course, was Commander.
Which was the best part.
I've heard such good things.
I only saw the end of the game. It was so good.
So,
just dragged that game out forever. It was amazing. Somehow Joel Larson, the guy who won like the Pro Tour, so he's amazing. He played the deck so good. Won with literally like 20 seconds left on the clock. Did 24 damage in like 20 seconds to win the game. When Brian David Marshall and fucking Sutcliffe, Marshall and Marshall, they were just like, he's done. There's no way they can win this game. And then he just crushed it. All the F6ing and just, like, destroyed them.
He was taking extra turns with Metamai, so...
But he had this weird janky combo, and he wasn't able to attack with Metamai because the opponent randomly had Island of Whack Whack.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know what it does, but basically it shuts down Metamai. But the judging... was the best. Okay, if you want to talk about the third deck, it was a modern deck, and they made their own thing. Do you see that one? Do you know what this is about?
Yeah, I think Wuxi fucked that up.
Oh, they fucked it up. They told the story of Mirrodin.
No, they didn't.
Literally, Mirrodin's of New Phyrexia, turning from Mirrodin to New Phyrexia. So literally, they just put in like Mirrodin and New Phyrexian cards, and one card from Time Spiral. And the judges lost their shit.
Oh, yeah. I love the wizard.
Nathan Holt, he just, like, dropped the mic.
No. It was the wizard.
The wizard, yeah. The wizard just fucking, like, just dropped the mic, zero. I was, like, jumping out of my seat, like, yeah, fuck you. Ah! It was so good.
And I still can't believe what's his name from LRR, Graham?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll give you guys a point since your deck was all shiny.
Really?
I'm like, if I put oil all over my fucking magic cards, they're not going to be shiny. They're going to be ruined.
Gross.
So I don't think they should have gotten that point.
So basically, the recap as it came out is the Wizards team got destroyed in the flavor judging. Basically, they did okay on the first one. They actually came out ahead on the first one. On the second one, they got nailed for it just being like they picked the pirate general and they just made a pirate deck. They just got everything that said pirate. they asked them if they added Clever Impersonator, because in the lore, Ramirez, the like pirate general they speak of, like came back like 1,000 years later, or someone did or something. And they're like, is that why you put the card in? They're like, yeah, no.
Oh.
And they're like, because we would have gave you so many points for that. And they're like, no, we didn't. We just thought he'd like to dress up as other people. And they're like, nope, no points for that.
And yeah. Then they basically got 0 for the modern part.
Yeah, they got 2, 0, 2 out of a possible... They got 4 out of a possible 15. And... the community got perfect. And I was waiting for those presentations because it was Megan, Maria, and Jimmy Wong, and they were all presenters, like, by nature.
Who did the last one? Was that Maria?
It was Megan. Megan
was
the last
Megan.
One.
Okay.
Maria
that was pretty funny when they're just feeding her Doritos.
Yeah, oh my God.
And I'm just like...
as soon as they started doing that, I was like, oh my God, they're not. Yeah, but she started her explanation, and it was all about food. Like, they made a food-themed deck to go with the Iron Root Chef Challenge, and then as soon as she started, fucking each one of the team just kept walking up with a bag of Doritos and shoving one Dorito into her mouth as she was talking, and she was like, oh, nom-nomming as she was going. It was
like
glorious.
It. Was that the Hungry Spriggan deck?
It was the Hungry Spriggan deck.
Which is funny because in Final Fantasy, which I've been playing a lot of, not on stream, there's this little, like, black creature thing called Spriggans. So everyone was talking about this Hungry Spriggan deck. I was like, wait, what? Why is Magic in Final Fantasy, like, crossing over again? What the hell's going on? I was so confused. But it sounds wonderful.
It was good, and they came close to winning. Newmont actually, like, punted the game.
Oh.
He didn't convoke buyback Sprout Swarm when he could have.
Game 2, yeah.
Yeah, he could have. He just didn't. And everyone was like, Kenji, no! Which, I don't know, he was like doing it for like a flavor reason or something. But he just decided to not do something, not create infinite blockers, essentially.
Yeah, that cost us the whole thing.
Yeah, that cost
us. I think a lot of people be like...
but either way...
Kenji, Ted!
But the matches were worth almost nothing compared to the flavor. And... you know, story.
Yeah, those points are 5 times flavor. There's like 45 points compared to like 9.
I've heard Jimmy talk on Monday Night Magic now just earlier today about how possibly they think that Wizards changed it to just 3 decks in the Iron Chef Challenge instead of making 8 different decks. It used to be each person made their own deck because Wizards gets destroyed in the Iron Root Chef Challenge every day.
I didn't like how it was
destroyed. It also was quicker, and you got to see every single game. You didn't miss anything off camera, and they didn't have to.
And I did like the costume.
That was pretty fun.
Were great. Just seeing Joel Larson in that fucking like Pharaoh costume, and I can't remember his name. The guy who was on Wizards, he was just, like, tossing his hair for, like, 40 minutes. He was tossing his hair until they zip-tied his hair back.
Oh, my gosh.
It was good times. I'm glad I watched it. I don't usually
thank
watch.
Thanks,
community team.
Thanks for bringing us the Unhitched Lands and Thalia.
Woo!
Woo!
Which, just so you guys know, I did log into MTG Dumpster Fire this weekend to get my free stuff.
Yeah, I saw it. You sent me a message. And it was like, hey, Cam, what's up? And like, I sent one back to you like 5 minutes later, and you're already gone.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, I can't stay on here.
You're like, I'm peacing the fuck out.
I just want free stuff.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
Alright, so I think that's it for everything else. Shane, do you have a punt of the week?
Yes, here's my punt of the week. If you run into another group of people that are about your age, make sure that you're not making out with somebody's like crush midway through the night. That's my punt of the week.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, don't do that. Gotta do some research.
And then don't meet up with them in the next morning and pretend like nothing really happened, because that gets awkward for them, apparently.
High school never.
And then don't go to Denny's with them right afterwards, right?
We were supposed to go to breakfast with them in the morning, and then we, like, during our calls, and we're like, oh, maybe they're just still asleep, let's go do our other thing, and we went to the other thing, and, like, we ran into them while we were out and about, we're like...
at Denny's?
yeah, like, obviously you guys aren't asleep, so, okay. And, like, her and I had no problems with it. We're like, yeah, whatever. But, like, you could tell, like, the dudes were still, like, pretty upset about it. So, not a biggie.
Yeah, well.
M, what about you?
I'm trying to think. I still don't have my Rocket League. No, it's just I'm trying to. I actually didn't pay attention. I still can't get my Rocket League controller to work, so I guess that's
really?
My point. Yeah. Yeah.
Plug it in.
Yeah, like
I've been trying to plug it in. I just apparently don't know how to like technology. So.
Should work on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably work
on
it this
weekend. It's important these days. Technology.
Yeah, I like gadgets, but I'm useless with them apparently. But nah. Yeah, I need to get that going because I think there's another game I was going to get and stream it, but I need a controller, so I should probably get on that sooner than later. Oh, no. Oh, I know what my point was. I lost my giveaway for the stream that I was doing. I found it. I lost it for about 2 weeks, but then I found it. But now I'm moving, so I'm just like, oh, I have no time to do this right now. This sucks. So as soon as I move, I'm probably just going to spend like 5 days knitting up a storm. Actually, no, I'll probably do it through my vacation. Yeah, I think I'll do that. Yeah, there we go.
Sorry. Vacation knitting, nice. Punt? Oh, God. So many. Like, I can't even think about, like, game punts so much. It's like, there's a lot of them.
God.
Okay, the only game punt I can really think of that sticks in my mind is from a draft a few weeks ago. So in a format where active treason is a real thing and you're playing against a red deck that kills you with active treason on your fatty in game one when you had Shadows of the Past on board and online and you had the mana to just keep activating it and win the game, do not cast a fatty. Just don't do it. Just win the game with the stuff you have on board. Don't add to the board. And then in game three, when you're doing exactly the same thing, don't again cast your giant Sentinel Spider. And then not have any blockers so that he can cast Act of Treason and just kill you. And you, like, shrink in your seats. You're like, Yeah, so that was a game punt that I had. As far as life punts, I don't know. Being on this, trying to be on this podcast, that's probably a big punt.
Oh, the daggers.
Daggers.
Hurts. It hurts so much.
Whoa, why would it hurt, Tommy? I don't know.
That's not cast topic. as for me, I don't know. I haven't played much.
You have school and all that.
I know. School.
Higher learning, whatnot.
It's going to take up so much time. I don't know. I probably did something in Hearthstone I shouldn't have. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, I got my best arena run finished last night, and that's not a pun. But I'm sure I punted it to finish it. I got to, like, six wins.
Oh, yeah, I did arena. Go 0-3 in an arena run.
Oh, that's a fun.
Well, I started 0-2, and I'm like, fuck, I don't care.
Yeah.
So, like, I started game 3.
Yeah, I just want the pack at this point.
I played the coin, played something, let the guy go, or let the person go, and he played something else. And I'm like, well played, concede.
Because, like, you don't get something much better for, like, one or two wins versus, like, zero.
Yeah.
Not
so
worth your time.
No, it wasn't worth my time, and I don't know, I thought my deck was okay, but I guess not.
I just thought of a more epic punt, or rather, multiple epic punts.
Go.
So, remember the the league product testing we were all doing?
Yes.
I ended up borrowing green-white aggro that Kibler took to the Pro Tour. apparently, I don't understand how value works in that deck. And I ended up doing a lot of misplays, like sacking my own Nissa for something really stupid, or...
What?
I'll call it. I don't know. I got rid of Nissa somehow when I really shouldn't have, and it just... I remember I just rage quit after that because I was just doing so many misplays and I was so off tilt. It was just one of those, like, I can understand a new deck, but at the same time, I was like, there's no way. My head hurts. I've been playing too much Magic today and I'm not in the mindset for this. We're just leaving, guys. Deuces, bye. So, yeah. M tried to play green-white aggro and wanted to cry. because she had never done that combo before. So yeah, that's definitely my punt of the week.
Maybe there's just some weird revenge from Kibler. He knew you were going to play it.
I don't know.
Knew you were going to fuck it up, so he made the deck. He's like, oh, I'm just gonna, oh, she's gonna, yep. Oh, oh, it's gonna be good.
Yep, personal vendetta. Yep.
He's just getting you back for Aoife.
So, I think that's it. I think we're going to call it a wrap. Anyone else have anything to say?
You guys are great! Chapping more often.
Shane, enjoy your vision quest that you're going on.
I will do my best there.
Yeah, Shane's going on a vision quest of indeterminate nature and time.
So, hopefully we're going to have a couple guests in the future.
I will pop in here and there. It's just...
No, you won't.
just go stay in that nope. Hot lodge or wherever nope. You're going to be.
Shane, you're off the cast, period. Like,
you're done. Sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. Well, cut. It was nice when I lasted, I guess.
I'm making this public. We will be back more often. We will not take another 5 weeks.
Nope.
I don't care if it's just me recording. We will get something out a lot quicker. And just someone give me a fucking comment, please.
Yeah, I know.
I got a bunch of
lap dances
for Tommy, but not one fucking comment. You guys don't want my money? Bye. Fuck you.
Support this man.
Support him.
So, good night from Tommy.
Goodbye.
If you need my Twitter, you don't know me.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing that people do.
What?
Your Twitter handle, yo.
Shane, you can reach me at Creature Mystery. I probably won't respond because I hate you all.
That's not why he won't respond, but it is true.
Vision quest, guys. The vision quest. I'm M. You can find me at Shemahay on Twitch and on Twitter. It is spelled S-H-E, capital M-E-H-A-Y. I will most likely say hi and respond.
Don't forget the capital M.
Don't you dare or spell it incorrectly.
Best part.
Or say it incorrectly. Ugh.
Okay, my name's Ken. We haven't gone over that. I am on Twitter at Loader, LOAD3R, because I'm from the 90s. And I'm on Twitch at That Backwards, which is not the word That Backwards. It's R3DAOL, which is not Redol. It's not Red AOL. It's just Loader Backwards, geniuses. And, okay, and so check me out there.
And don't forget our cast Twitter. It's at bestlaid_plans. I'm tired of seeing all the porn bots on there, so please someone talk to us on there.
Well, I'm not tired of them, but I would like...
Oh, my God.
I'm tired of them per se.
I don't think the last...
But I'm tired of them as such.
Their iridescence is not competing with us. Alright, so good night, everyone. We'll see you soon.
Sure.
Stream out!
Yeah. is your money, and you can go to hell, and that's all.
Slade plans could be found on brainstormbrewery.com and mtgcast.com.